It's good that we can join together in worship again. We will be taking communion today too. So we start with the song, Christ Triumphant, Ever Reigning, Saviour, Master, King. Come to the Lord in prayer. We thank you, Father God, for the life, the death, and the resurrection of your Son Jesus and all that it has achieved. We thank you for the lives of our own families and friends, and we pray for those who have lost loved ones recently, and for the knowledge that if they were born again, they are now with you, sharing the life that you have promised to all true believers. And Lord, may those of us who believe and still live, may we be true disciples of yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to sing another song. There is a place where the streets shine and where we can one day go there.
washed away.
Yes, Lord.
And we can live forever. Now we have this hope because of you. We'll see you face to face, and we will dance together in the city of our God because of you.
Our reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, starting at verse 11. Since then we know what it is to fear the Lord, we try to persuade men. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us, so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, it is for the sake of God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
Going to sing, Here is love, vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood.
Kiss the guilty world in love.
message today is entitled Life After Death. It's a short message because we're going to concentrate on celebrating the Lord's Supper as we come to the climax of our service. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. And 2 Corinthians 5, verse 15. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. Professor Norman Anderson wrote in his book entitled The Evidence for the Resurrection, this is what he said: the resurrection of Jesus is either the supreme fact in history, or else it is a gigantic host. We know, don't we, that it was a supreme fact. It is a supreme fact. If we consider all that follows from this supreme fact, we know that there is life after death. We know that God accepted the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross as all that was needed to deal with sin. We who belong to Jesus need no longer fear death. For us, life is now filled with meaning and purpose. But there could be no resurrection without the crucifixion, either for Jesus or for us. Our self-life must be crucified if we are to know the full resurrection life. No longer do we live for ourselves, we live for God. Throughout our lives, God will allow testing and trials to come our way. So do we defend ourselves, excuse ourselves, criticize others, put ourselves before others? Do we nourish self-pity, resentment, or jealousy? If so, self needs further crucifixion in order that we may experience the full joy and freedom of Jesus' risen life in us. So are we willing to crucify our lives and instead of living for self only, live first and foremost for our Lord? I sincerely hope so. I've been to a funeral and I was just one of the people there, but it was a joy to know that the person that we were thanksgiving for their life was a true believer. And so as we met, there they were in the presence of their Lord. And that is the promise for all who truly believe. Let us pray. Lord, show us where we are being mild, mealy, moused or mousy through feeling of inferiority rather than meek and humble like Jesus. May we love you, Lord, with all our heart, and may we love each other. In your name we pray. Now we're going to sing the song When the Music Fades. And it goes on to say, I will bring you more than a song. Yeah, when the music fades, we will be there praising God and being with him in glory.
music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless word, no one could express how much you deserve. No, no. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours. Every single breath, I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper, you search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart.
It's all about you.
we come to celebrate the Lord's Supper, remembering that it was Jesus himself who instituted this, and it was his request that we should take the bread and wine in remembrance of him and all that his death and resurrection means today. And so I give you this invitation. Let us come because Jesus loves us and he died for us on the cross. Come, let us meet the risen Jesus. For not only did he die, but he rose from the dead and is alive forevermore. Let us come and bring our concerns and our problems to him, and let us really believe that he will deal with them for us. Let us come like the disciples to do whatever the Lord requires of us. Let us come with thankful hearts. Let us come in humility, and let us go in confidence, because Jesus is Lord. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord, that we can come and, as you requested, take the bread and wine in remembrance of that wonderful sacrifice that you made on our behalf. And so, friends, we take the bread in remembrance that Jesus died for us, and we feed on him in our heart by faith with thanksgiving. Let us eat. And then let us take the cup. Jesus took the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant sealed by my blood." He said, "Whenever you drink it, do this in memory of me." Let us pray. As we go and mix with our families and friends, knowing that our Lord Jesus is with us, let us go in peace, loving and serving our Lord. This, Lord, we bring to you as our plea, that we may indeed come and, having taken the bread and wine into our bodies, may these hands be the hands of Christ in the world. May they do no violence. May these eyes see those who are overlooked. May these ears listen to those who are unheard. May these voices be raised for the voiceless. Let our songs be of praise and not empty. May these feet take us wherever Jesus leads. And may these hearts and minds be open to your Spirit. Jesus has remembered us. May we remember him. Amen. Now we're going to sing the well-known and loved song, a new one. We love it dearly, I know. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light. He is my strength. He is my song. Thank you.
is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless pain, this gift of scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live.
May the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us, with all those that we love, with all those that we know. both now and forevermore. Amen.